Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And let's get to it. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Great. Hi, Bob. My name is Laura Gamble, and I am a business and executive coach and consultant. I help primarily female CEOs and entrepreneurs handle the overwhelm and the stress that comes from owning their own business so that they can have more time to spend with the people they love doing the things that they love to do.
Perfect, Laura. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, I love working with businesses because most of them are very focused about what they want to do. Most of the people that I work with also have some kind of philanthropic edge, or they're even a nonprofit. I do a lot of work with nonprofits. So I like working with people and businesses that like to help others.
Awesome, awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that testimonials and reviews are becoming more critical now, especially video ones. What are your thoughts?
Well, I completely agree that testimonials and reviews are very important, especially in the LinkedIn space. I'm not so sure about the videos yet, although I tend to think that's becoming more and more popular now. I think the videos maybe add a little bit more credibility to it because you actually get to see the person and hear the person that's giving the review.
Right, and also I come from the online marketing space and it is so easy to fake a written testimonial.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so video, a little more, I mean, it's doable, but it takes a lot more effort to fake one of those there. So
yes.
Question number four, what advice you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Oh, gosh, so much. I think be authentic, first of all. Provide what you can to help. And I always like to say, and I don't know who said this first, but under promise and over deliver. Yep. That way you'll always, your customer will always, always be happy. Doing that the other way around, and you could run into some problems.
You could there. Well, let's talk about time management and delegation, because that's where your expertise lies, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so give me some tips there, you know, for a business owner on things they can do to start delegating and dealing with time management.
Sure. So we all know that we don't have enough time. And so the best thing to do is I like to use the time blocking technique. So I set aside on my calendar specific times and blocks of time every week for the specific things, the repetitious type things that I do every week. For instance, I have specific times set aside for when I do my social media. I have specific times set aside for when I schedule my coaching appointments. I have specific times and days of the week when I do my reading and research, things of that nature. So if you can block those out on your calendar ahead of time, then when those other things pop up, you know what spaces you have that you can plug those in. Now, the secret to time blocking, though, is you have to hold those blocked out pieces of time. You have to hold that sacred. Don't mess with it, because the first time you mess with it, then you've got permission to mess with it. So, of course, emergencies come up, and we always know that. If you work in an office and you have employees, other staff around you, close your door, put a note on your door that you are not to be disturbed. I used to put a note on my door when I was doing grant writing in the nonprofit world. I would say the note said, grant writing, do not disturb unless the building's on fire or you have coffee or chocolate. And so, so my staff knew what I was doing. I was writing grants and they understood why I couldn't be disturbed during that time.
Right. And also, I think to add on to what you're saying there is treating it almost like a meeting. So, for example, if I decided, I really want to make my lunch a little bit longer. I really don't want to meet Laura right now. That would be very disrespectful. Now, if I called you and said, Laura, I have an emergency, we need to reschedule. Well, even if it's obviously 5 minutes beforehand, it happens, but treat it, your time blocking the same way.
Right.
Exactly. There we go. Love that there. Question number five, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry? like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Well, two of my favorite people happen to be clients of mine that I've worked with. They are in the nonprofit world, but one of them is named Keith Howard, and he's the CEO of the United Methodist Circle of Care in Oklahoma City. And the other one is Stacy McNeiland, and she is the CEO of the Care Center in Oklahoma City. Both of those people are incredible, incredible nonprofit CEOs, and their organizations do fantastic work in the community.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. Let's get to question number six. Okay. Most important question of the podcast, Laura. And you can take it.
Okay.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
Oh, my very first sale. Wow. So I was thinking about that question, trying to think back. And the first sale that I can remember as a like professional salesperson in the business world, I was selling radio advertising in El Paso, Texas. And back then we had a joke that we sold air. And I had just gone through all my training. I was a brand new radio salesperson, and I went out and called on a business. I think it was like Thurman's Computer Services or something. And this was back in the day, really before the internet. Mm-hmm. And people were just beginning to use computers and PCs in the workplace. And so I went out and I met with the owner of the small business, and I did everything exactly like they had taught me to do. You know, I asked the questions, I gained their, you know, the rapport, talked to them about their challenges in the business and the problems that they were having. I did the features and benefits of the radio station, right. Presented my proposal that I had for him, and he bought it. And so I don't know if it was because I did such a good job or maybe he just liked me. I don't know.
But you never know.
That was my first sale.
Well, who cares? You got the sale. It doesn't matter why you got it.
Yeah, I did.
There we go. Laura, you have 1 minute and 37 seconds left.
Okay.
Promo time. Okay. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
Well, I just want to say one more time that the name of my company is Redbud Advisory Group, and I am a small business and nonprofit coach and consultant, and I love working with CEOs and entrepreneurs to help them overcome, overwhelm, and overstress and overwork.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Derek, you do have 1 minute and 5 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early and that's okay?
Well, you know, we had this time blocked out, or I had this time blocked out, and I think it's fine to end early.
We're doing
it. Sure. You have other things to do.
There we go. Hey, you pulled it off. Six questions. Right. Is the best.
Thank you. Yay.
Your website. Say it real quick.
Redbudag.com.
In the description, magic. Laura, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat
to
you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.